You're listening to SBS News. Bushfires in Australia used to be a seasonal threat over the summer months, but now emergency authorities are warning the dangers are ever present, not least because of the presence of so much dry vegetation from the long-running drought. Former Commissioner of the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, Lee Johnson, says the fact that the conditions are so dangerous well before summer is unusual.
The fire danger rating system was upgraded a number of years ago to include a term which was never used before, catastrophic. So extreme is one below that and severe one below that again. And these conditions at this time of the year, particularly for northern New South Wales, but also for southeast and southern Queensland, is fairly rare.
Lee Johnson says people in at-risk areas need to be proactive to reduce the dangers they face.
The people in the at-risk areas, probably on small acreages particularly, live near mountains, hills, forested areas, need to ensure that around their property is clear of debris which can catch light, things like goods stacked up against sheds or even your house. Make sure you have some sort of firefighting equipment, but also have a plan. Have it discussed with your family if your property becomes under attack, when you're going to leave, and stick to that plan. It's very important that family members do sit down and take a few minutes to discuss what actions they would do in case something happens.
The Chief Executive of Farmers for Climate Action, Verity Morgan-Smith, says Australia's farmers take their own measures to try to protect themselves, their crops and their livestock.
Farmers have been taking a range of preparatory steps. Obviously, we know that in significant areas, so New South Wales, the Darling Downs, the Granite Belt, of course, in Queensland, and the Scenic Rim where the fires are at the moment, there's been significant water shortages that have been unfolding. So farmers have been taking whatever steps they can to actually prepare for the fire risk, so including doing some making sure the fence lines are clear, making sure that yards and stock, etc., are all safe, and where possible, trying to backburn around important areas to make sure that there's not the fuel on the ground.
Dr. Jim McLennan is with the School of Psychology and Public Health at La Trobe University. He says improving household awareness of bushfire risk and encouraging individuals to have plans in place will always be important, but other measures will be needed too.
As the likely severity of future bushfires increases, along with the likelihood of there being more of them, it's clear that just a householder focus is not going to be up to it in terms of protecting communities and households.
He says new policy approaches are needed, such as addressing the management of government lands and forests and vegetation management on private property.
Probably the most recent development is the increase in the number of housing developments on what we'll call urban bushland fringes. These are population and developer driven, and one of the results is to put an increasing number of households at risk in the event of a fire.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.